The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Money Monday on The Answer means a conversation with our friend Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. We do it every Monday at 12:30 p.m., and you ought to take time out of your schedule to listen to the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show. Josh and I do that on Friday nights at 7, Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. A lot of great information, more in-depth information. Josh now has a YouTube channel that you can search online, but the easiest way is to just go to Aptus Wealth Management, aptuswealth.com, and click on it, subscribe, and you'll get notifications of what comes out. Josh, we had a gain in the stock market for the week, but a bad day Friday based upon a jobs report. And the jobs report said we had more jobs than they anticipated. But I guess sometimes now even good economic news in one quadrant means that it will trigger bad economic news in another quadrant.
You know, I think it's important to note that amongst what we would call bear markets or downturns, there will be bull rallies amongst that. And sometimes that can lead to maybe unnecessary or illogical promise. And fortunately, when we're in great markets, we don't seem to pay attention to the news near as much as we're in down markets. And we almost seem to, as investors, shift our thought process to, well, maybe I can time this thing better and minimize my losses. Or maybe if I watch closer, it'll do better. Well, the market is a lot like a watch pot. I mean, it just doesn't boil when you want it to. And it's important to keep reference on the fact that only over the long run can you really predict the outcome of the stock market or individual stocks. In the short run, you know, news can be a very weird thing. Something will come up, it sounds bad, market charges. Something comes up, it sounds good, market dips. That's all priced into the emotions of people investing into the market or the emotional nature of the market. But cooler heads always prevail. Make sure that you have a plan and you're investing accordingly.
Aptus Wealth offers you a free consultation. Set it up online, aptuswealth.com, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Or you can do it via the phone, 614-917-1040. If you're out of the area, Josh and his team service many clients that are out of the area. They do it via the ways that we communicated during the pandemic. So it's very easy to do that remotely, 614-917-1040 or aptuswealth.com. So the Fed is meeting a couple of days before the midterm election, and we always hear from the government that the Fed is independent of the government and the government doesn't tell the Fed what to do. I guess just a gut feeling. Do you think that the Fed is immune from the government influence? Because I think it's pretty clear that, you know, another 75 basis points rate hike would not be great for Wall Street and not be great for people's retirements, at least in the short term. So how do you feel? Do you think there's true independence there or not?
I would say it would be naive to think there's true independence. I think that we all have pressures, outside pressures in our jobs, and I don't think the Fed is any different. I mean, by governance, technically, it should be completely impartial and should be it should be arbitrary what the federal government and particularly politics wants, but that's not really been the history of the Fed. And we'll be able to see, right? I mean, it's coming up, and the Fed has been very forthcoming in saying that it's going to continue to raise rates, that we have a huge inflationary problem. Of course, we want to come in for a quote-unquote soft landing, but we're willing to do whatever it takes to get, you know, back on the tracks. And, you know, I think that they could, by saying that they want to create a soft landing, maybe they've teed themselves up for being able to do maybe a little bit smaller rate hike, which will appease the political governance, but will also hopefully keep us on that soft landing. I guess we'll see. Ultimately, if you're a long-term investor and you're looking at stocks, you recognize that inflation has not been licked, that we still have some time to be in the trenches, if you will, and there are more rate hikes to follow. So whether they do a giant one in November or they do several smaller ones throughout the coming months, time will tell, but I don't think we're at the end of the rope as far as raising rates go.
Josh Pick is our guest. He's with Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750, a bit north of the 23-270 interchange, easy to get to. You can set up a free consultation with Aptus online at aptuswealth.com or via the phone, 614-917-1040. And you just said, in terms of what you guys do, helping people manage their wealth and work toward retirement, work toward financial independence, long-term investors. I mean, if you're working about if you're thinking about retirement, unless you're right on the cusp of retiring, it is a long-term investment. And then we chatted about the whole like monitoring of the market, and I told you the story of the friend who told me the other day he was down $450,000 in his retirement because of the market downturn. What do you tell clients who ask you about how often they ought to check their portfolio or adjust their portfolio in a time like this?
You know, I think there's two things, two words that you use there that we got to differentiate. I mean, checking is okay. The unfortunate reality of checking, though, is sometimes checking can get our heart pumping a little faster than it should. And then our heart direct links to our brain, and then our emotions get involved, and we make some irrational decisions. So checking versus adjustments are two different things. Now, that's, I think all human nature points towards we want to be able to have some control. We don't want to feel out of control. So we believe, or at least maybe some believe, that if I'm looking at it a lot and I'm making these minor adjustments, then I can really move the needle on how I do in the long run. And statistics prove that to just simply not be true. Now, there are certain things that you may want to lean into or lean away from, but getting in and out fully from the market probably is not the best choice in the long run. Actually, what statistics have shown is you spend a lot of time and a lot of work doing things that serve you no benefit and actually draw down from the benefit. If you look at 1999 through 2019, which is a 20-year time period, and obviously a terrible time period, you could argue, because you lived through 01, 02, the dot-com bubble, and then through 08, 09, which was the financial crisis. If you were trying to get in and out of the market, if you missed the 10 best days, you cut your rate of return, your average annual rate of return, in half. If you missed the top 20 days over a 20-year period, you're down to basically nothing. So what did you do? You thought you were sidestepping some risk, but ultimately you probably sidestepped your goals. So it's important to stay invested. And the only way that you can do that through troubled times like these are truly believe in the investments that you have and the plan that you have. And the only way that you can truly believe in it is if you have the education to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And that's why the biggest part of our process is educating you on your positions, your options, your choices, and why you elected them to begin with.
Yeah, that's why you employ a professional financial advisor, because they are checking everything all the time, but they understand what they're seeing, and they certainly have a better handle on trends. I don't want that responsibility. That's why, you know, we have Josh in charge of my family's retirement situation. 614-917-1040, aptuswealth.com, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. And I was chatting with you Friday as we were doing the show, and the numbers that we talked about with people having saved X number of dollars for retirement were very surprising to me, that over half the people in our country haven't saved even $50,000 for retirement. If you're super young, it's not a big deal, but if you're in your 60s, it's a very big deal. And I guess, you know, I thought more people thought about retirement long term than they obviously do, because that number to me was very surprising.
Yeah, and you'll hear terms, unfortunately, like the, you know, retirement crisis. And I think when we hear those terms, and you'll see them as headlines all the time, that America is in a retirement crisis, it points towards the fact that people aren't saving as much as they probably need to. And there's a myriad of reasons for that. And also, you know, there's some pressure on Social Security over the next, you know, 15, 20 years as to what's going to happen there, with the Social Security Administration being very open that in about 10 years, we're going to have a real, real problem in that trust fund running out of gas. But, you know, it's funny, Bruce, as we say that we're in this retirement crisis, it also seems simultaneously like everybody we talk to is in such better shape than us, right? Mm. Well, I hate to take off the kid gloves a little bit, but people lie. So when you hear that, oh, my neighbor's doing so much better than me, you know, kind of take that with a grain of salt. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Matter of fact, we seem to all know everybody that has $1 million, right? Everybody's got $1 million. Everybody's millionaires. We're doing terribly. Everybody's millionaires. Even if you add up the high net worth individuals in the country, so high net worth, these are people that we would love to emulate in their occupation. They don't have an average retirement savings balance of over $1 million. It's very rare. Less than 5% of the people in the United States have retirement savings accounts balances of greater than 500,000, at least by every survey we've read. So, you know, don't compare yourself. Don't think that your neighbor is some sort of elite trader that is bouncing it out of the market and making 5% a week, because it's probably not true. It could be true, but there's a 95% to 99% chance that it's just simply not true. So you fight your own battle, live out your own plan, and get to your own goals and ignore your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And people love to talk about their triumphs, but not their failures. And they do exaggerate, as Josh said. Get with Josh and his team at Aptus, APTUS, aptuswealth.com, 614-917-1040. Catch us on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show Friday at 7, Saturday afternoon at 2. Josh, I look forward to it. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.